It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And because of their nature, video games are intimately aware of your behaviours throughout their experiences and will often use this knowledge to end both hilarious and embarrassing depending on exactly what you were trying to do. Whether you got a light, playful slap on the wrist for your actions or received a stern telling off from a genuinely pissed off developer, these 10 video games knew precisely what you were doing and went about plainly illustrating this fact. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that knew what you were doing. Number 10. Pirates Can't Perform Jumps. Mirror's Edge. There's nothing you can do to piss a video game developer off more than pirate their game. Cheat and troll all you like, but at least you've given them your hard-earned dough for the privilege, right? But with video game piracy potentially impacting sales, developers have come up with creative ways to get their own back on the pirates, and above all else, make them aware that they know exactly what they were doing. A great example is the original 2008 version of Mirror's Edge. The innovative action platformer was centered around players performing parkour-like acrobatic moves to leap between rooftops and maintain their momentum. However, those who played a pirate copy of the game would get a nasty surprise right out of the gate, because any time they tried to take a running jump off of a roof, the game would slow down to a halt, and if you kept trying to jump regardless, you'd simply fall off the edge and die, giving you a game over. Basically, it prevented you from progressing through the game, trapping you in the opening segment in the hope that you'd actually just give up and splash some cash on the real deal. Number 9. Juliet covers herself if you try to look up her skirt. Lollipop Chainsaw. It goes without saying that any video game featuring a sexy female protagonist in a skimpy outfit is going to appeal to the thirstiest gamers out there above everybody else. But in the case of Lollipop Chainsaw, the developers knew exactly what inclined players were going to do and decided to poke some light fun at them by shaming them for their perversion. Given that protagonist Juliet Starling has kitted out in a threadbare cheerleading outfit, it was a foregone conclusion that many players would try to tilt the camera and have a look up her skirt. Juliet will respond by covering her modesty with her hand, but if you continue to manipulate the camera and try to catch a pervy peek, you'll pop the rather embarrassing achievement, "I swear I did it by mistake." As punishment for their leering leching, offending players have now got this cheeve tied to their account forevermore, and considering the type of person likely to buy a zombie-killing cheerleader game in the first place, it's little surprise that almost 70% of Xbox players have popped this. Number 8. Destroying another player's car makes you pay a premium. Grand Theft Auto Online. The world of Grand Theft Auto Online is a griefer's paradise, and Rockstar has struggled since launch to balance players' ability to do whatever the hell they want with the desire to not be constantly trolled by others. Now, one of the biggest potential annoyances is having your very expensive, souped-up car summarily destroyed by another mischievous player. So unless you want to play in passive mode, where players can't kill or be killed, it's a smart choice to take out insurance on your vehicle. While you have to pay an insurance deductible to get your car replaced if you wreck it yourself, which is 1.25% of the car's value, if another player destroys your car, they get saddled with the bill. Considering the ludicrous expense of some cars in GTA Online, this effectively hands out hefty fines to players who go around destroying fancy cars and forces them to consider if it's really worth it at all. Number 7. Rage quitters get their own lobby. Marvel vs. Capcom 3. There's nothing more annoying in online video games than rage quitters. They throw their toys out of the pram and run off because they're getting their asses kicked, rather than just accepting defeat like a good sport. But beat 'em up Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came up with a rather novel solution for this. By internally scoring players' reputation during online play and marking them down every time they disconnected during a match. Now obviously there are genuine times where connections just get dropped, but if you leave mid-match enough times, the matchmaking system will only pitch you against other rage quitters. characters. It's a simple yet ingenious way of having sore losers get a taste of their own medicine, and perhaps make them appreciate why people hate their practices so much in the first place. Number 6. Editing the game's files unlocks the dirty hacker ending. Undertale. Now, Undertale has three main endings based on your actions throughout the game, namely pretty much how violent you are, but also a number of extra hidden endings, including an absurdly specific one set aside for those who try to take a look behind the curtain. Players are able to access the game's code with a hex editing software, but if you alter any of the values within the code, when you reload the game, you'll be greeted with the so-called impossible or dirty hacker ending. Here, Sans will say that he has no idea how you reached this point and say you're just a dirty hacker, aren't you? Before hanging up and rolling the credits. Considering the absurdly small number of people who would ever even consider digging into the guts of any game's code, it's frankly ridiculous and rather amazing that developer Toby Fox had something lying in wait for them. Number 5. Exploiting resets triggers a meeting with Mr. Rossetti. Animal Crossing. Beyond cheating, there is also exploiting a game's mechanics for your own benefit, such as hitting the reset button after screwing something up, ensuring that your mistake is not saved. Now, quick-thinking fans of the earlier Animal Crossing games might have hit the reset button to undo a mistake, though Nintendo hilariously kind of prepared for this by administering a most bizarre punishment. Players who hit the reset button without saving will eventually receive a visit from Mr. Rossetti, a surly mole who will lecture the player on their behavior, insisting that they save their game and not simply reset without saving their progress. And the more you do it, the angrier he gets. Now, some games in the series would force players to sit through a tedious, overlong rant from Rossetti to try and discourage exploiting hard resets, and sometimes even throws up a fake reset screen in the hopes of scaring them into never doing it again. Number 4. The Postal Dude mocks you for save scumming. Postal 2. While not technically cheating, save scumming is another way for players to exploit a gameplay feature in a manner that the developer never really intended. Now, save scumming involves players abusing the ability to manually save in a game to ensure the most beneficial result possible, such as excessive saving during a difficult level or reloading a save until the RNG works in your favor, for instance. Now, the wildly politically incorrect first-person shooter Postal 2 had a rather unique treat in store for those who constantly saved while trying to make it through a tricky section. Because the protagonist, best known as the Postal Dude, will start insulting them for their save scummery. He'll say things like, "Didn't you just save? My grandmother could beat this game if she saved as much as you do," and "Are you saving again?" And you don't even want to know about the choice language he starts to use if you start using cheats, because, whew, it'd make a sailor blush. Number 3. Campers get targeted with a camper-killing achievement. GoldenEye Source. GoldenEye Source is an unofficial but extremely popular multiplayer remake of Rare's legendary N64 first-person shooter GoldenEye 007, which began in development back in 2005 and is still an active project to this very day. Now, camping is one of the most infuriating tactics, can we call it that, in multiplayer games, whereby a player will sit in a single, often difficult to notice spot and just wait for an opponent to enter their line of fire for an easy kill. The debate over its status as a legitimate strategy rages to this day, because after all, if everybody camped, it wouldn't be much of a game. However, GoldenEye Source introduced an amusingly catty countermeasure against campers. Here, campers will end up appearing as red dots on opposing players' radars, and the game also has an achievement for murdering a camping player. But because that's not savvy enough, the achievement's name even thumbs its nose at campers because it's called "That's My Little Octopussy." Number 2. Dating Yennefer and Triss at the same time gets you humiliated. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Now, CD Projekt Red brilliantly baited players who thought that they tried to romance both Yennefer and Triss at the same time with no consequences whatsoever. If you admit your love to Yen and Triss at various points in the story, you'll eventually be offered to have a threesome with the pair. But in a delicious subversion of expectations, the resulting cutscene will see a lingerie-clad Yen and Triss tie Big G to the bed and just, well, leave him there, having seemingly had enough of his duplicity. To pile on the humiliation, Big G is then rescued from his predicament the next morning by his pal Dandelion, who mockingly adds, "Oh, how little you know about women. Did you really think you could have them both?" Considering how superficial and transactional the overwhelming majority of video game romances are, this was a brilliantly unexpected riposte to players who assumed that they could just have it all with absolute impunity. And number 1, pirates can't make money in the game, due to their game being pirated. Game Dev Tycoon. Mirror's Edge ingeniously nerfed the game's central mechanic to stop pirates from playing it properly, but Greenheart Games, the developers of 2012's Game Dev Tycoon, deserve some sort of award for the gleefully meta anti-piracy measures they included in their game. The game, in which players manage and expand their own game development studio, includes a hilariously fitting surprise for anyone who picks up a snide copy. Now, Greenheart themselves released a cracked version of the game to torrent sites, which at a certain point would warn players that their in-game studio may soon go bankrupt due to players stealing it. And the message reads, "Boss, it seems that while many players play our new game, they steal it by downloading a cracked version rather than buying it legally. If players don't buy the games they like, we will sooner or later go bankrupt. If the player continues to play an illegal copy, their studio will indeed go bankrupt." Even more brilliantly, some afflicted players went online to voice their displeasure about the feature, unknowingly outing themselves as having stolen the game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.